Listening task, page 102. You will hear five radio presenters giving commentaries on sports events. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F which sport each speaker is talking about. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at the list. Speaker 1.
Match point. Dalton to serve. Oh, just a moment. Kilroy seems to have a problem with his racket. He's gone off the court to get another one. Okay, he's back. Dalton prepares to serve again. And it's in! Kilroy couldn't get to the net in time. Game, set and match to Dalton.
Speaker 2.
This is the match the fans have been waiting for all season. Mickelson kicks off. He passes to Fellini. Fellini to Watson. Oh, I do believe O'Leary just fouled there. Yes, the referee's showing him a yellow card. Back to Watson. And he's flying towards the goal. And yes, it's a goal!
Speaker 3.
This is it. The Bristol Banshees have only a matter of seconds to save themselves from defeat by the Shetland Shooters. Anderson has the ball, and he's racing up the court. He passes it to Jessop, and Jessop shoots it, and it sails through the basket. And there goes the whistle. Victory for the Bristol Banshees.
Speaker 4.
We're into the fourth quarter now, and the two sides are definitely getting tired. They've been racing up and down the pool for the last 15 minutes, and the amazing Aquanauts are still a goal behind in this championship final. Oh, wait! Greaves, the Aquanauts captain, has just been pushed under by the Hotshots number 8. Yes, it's a foul! Now Greaves could score with this throw. Yes, what a goal!
Speaker 5.
And they're coming onto the home straight now. Oh no, High Tide Saddle seems to have come loose. And there goes his jockey. They're both down on the track and the jockey seems to be trapped under the animal. They're out of the race. Meanwhile, Black Velvet and Jumping Jericho are neck and neck. No, Black Velvet's ahead. His jockey's really pushing him now. And yes, Black Velvet is without doubt this year's Grand National winner.